Finally caught up with us, and everything is gorgeous out there. Very nice, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working on a lot of things having to do with the Crystal Silence League this week. That's been my major work. Been working on putting a Facebook page up for the Crystal Silence League with Brother Jeffrey Vanderson, who's in the chat room, and he and I have been working on that and on the Facebook page for the House of Prophecy, which is his church, and we've had a lot of interest in the Crystal Silence League at Facebook, so we're very happy for that, and people have been sending us pictures of the use of crystal balls as depicted in art and in film, and it's a very interesting subject, so drop on over to Crystal Silence League at Facebook, and you can see all the pictures, and it's very cool.
So. Oh, yeah. So we want to also invite our friends to come by the new URL for the Spiritualist Church of African Traditions, where we also have a link to the Crystal Silence League at churchofjuju.org. That's churchofjuju.org, and we are a part of the Crystal Silence League, and we encourage you also to be a part of the Crystal Silence League as we uphold each other and send energy, radiant thought to one another. This is the purest form of alchemy, mental alchemy, with the use of crystals to amplify the energy. Navitas insisto sententia, the Latin phrase on my logo, energy follows thought.
That's right. And, you know, that's another thing, too. We have started to get, people have been sending in their photos and their prayer requests. And if you go to crystalsilenceleague.org, there's a prayer request form, and people are sending those in. And every morning, those prayers go out, and every evening, those prayers go out. If you send a photo along, it makes it easier for us to visualize you. If anyone wants instructions on how to use the crystal, we have published a book on it. It's free with any crystal ball that you buy, either through the Crystal Silence League or Lucky Mojo is actually paying for the books and donating them to anyone who buys a crystal ball through LuckyMojo.com. So that's just another little thing that we're doing. And as I said, if people are responding to it very well and with great interest. So we're very happy to bring that. You know, we do a lot of work with herbs and roots, and we do a lot of, you know, down-home type magic. But the interesting thing about magic is it exists on many planes. And as I was once taught, the adept is an adept on all levels. And nobody should choose one form of magic as being high and another low, or one black and one white. They are all interlocking forms of spiritual, magical, transformational work, healing and cursing, right and left hand, whatever you want to call it. They're all part of a circle of desire, repelling, protection. All of these things are human energies expended in the spiritual realm and producing results that come into the material world. And so as Conjure Manali in the chat room says, magic of mind, body, and spirit. And the Crystal Silence League is, as you said, it's in the more ethereal form of this type of work. And so in any case, that's what I've been up to this last week. And one other thing I just want to mention I've also been up to, I've been doing some writing on the history of my father's side of my family. And if anybody's interested, they can drop by my Facebook page and get a link. People sometimes wonder where I came from, and I decided to just put some stuff out there about, I've always said things, I'm the child of beatniks. Well, now you get to see it. You get to see my father's non-objectivist paintings and all that stuff. So.
And a great painter, and I love the painting of your father that you have there in the shop when you at the candle station there. Yeah,
I need to make a photo of that one. That's that one is before he went all abstract on us. That was a painting of his lover Catherine, who after whom I am named, before he met my mother. And I will definitely make a copy of that painting and put it up too. So anyway, that's just what I've been up to. Now, you've been doing so well with your whole thing with the church that you've been doing. I'm so happy when I saw that picture of that church and it was painted that nice warm barn red. I thought, aha, I recognize that color.
Why did you say you recognize that color?
Well, that's one of the colors of Missionary Independent Spiritual Churches, and you are a bishop emeritus. And although you've carried on in your own way, there's that red. It came up, the red of blood. So I was happy.
The color
to see
of our house as well. Thank you. It's the color of our house as well. So the house and the church are all the same colors. So and it was chosen, deliberately that way. And we've got so many comments from our neighbors. It's been a great week here. We have been working on the churchofjuju.org site because it deserves to have its own website now, although we have the group that we officially started over at jujucentral.net. We have, I'm sure, close to over 200 members now worldwide, and that number increases on a daily basis exponentially. And we are so very happy, and I am so very happy to announce and our formal relationship with Missionary Independent Spiritualist Church and with the Crystal Silence League, because we do augment and support each other, and we have shared these dreams with each other for many, many years, and now we see these things come into fruition. And we are about creating an egregore, a great spiritualist movement. It is not just about Cat Ironwood or about Christos Kione. We're about actually doing something that others have attempted and had measures of success in doing, but their works did not endure. And it is our hope and our prayer that this work we're doing, the work that you're doing with your foundation, the preservation of hoodoo, that these things will set up a repository of information and resources and an organization for the credentialing and the fellowship of spiritual practitioners around the world long after we are gone. That is our prayer.
Right.
That's my hope. That's my anticipation.
Amen. Now, we got a question in the chat room from Zen Rez saying, how do you join the Crystal Silence League? And that's a good question. You buy a crystal ball, or you can be prayed for nothing. I mean, you just send your prayers in and you're in because you're being prayed for. The people who purchase a crystal ball get the book of instructions for free. The book is $5. If you have your own crystal ball and just want the book and a one-year membership, that's $5. If you want a crystal ball, the book is free. And so we're trying to make this thing as easy for people as possible. And I've had people come and say, well, what's the cheapest crystal ball that you have, Ms. Cat? Cheapest crystal ball we have is $6. So for $1 extra, you get a $5 book, and you get a $6 crystal ball for $1. And I'm not trying to sound like Reverend Ike, but it's a good deal. It's a good deal, and you will be favored if you do that. So that's how you can join. But prayer is free, and anyone can ask for prayer on their behalf. You do not have to be a member. If you're a member, you'll get a membership card. You can carry it in your wallet. We're all about declaring ourselves. There's a magical act. People say, what do I need a membership card to pray? Well, no, it's not about that. But that card and the fact that we filled it out, put your name on it, and you carry it in your wallet or wherever you are, that is a magical act in and of itself. Now, there are people who say, I don't need all that kind of stuff. You don't. You don't need all that kind of stuff. Just check in and pray. Get the book, and it'll tell you all about how it works. The stone balls that are $6 are different gemstones. And then we also have clear crystal balls. And, of course, the prices go up. And, you can just go up and up and up and price people. Someone just said, I want the nicest one. Well, hon, that's going to be personal. Some people like a black crystal. I tend to use obsidian, black crystals, and some like the clear, either the clear glass or the clear quartz, and some of them only want them of natural stone quartz. Some of them want the fused quartz, which is smelted quartz. It's not about how big your ball is. It's about how you use it to focus. Remember, you're simply focusing down to a point. And I can focus down on a 1-inch obsidian ball and do very well, thank you. So, just a word of wise.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm. You said something. You left the door open on that one, but I'll leave it alone.
Well, no, I said that on purpose. I've had, something, Dr. K? I actually had someone call up Lucky Mojo and say, how big are your balls? No kidding. And I said, what? And they said, your crystal balls. How big are your balls? That's like, do you have Prince Albert in a can? When we were kids, we used to call the tobacco shop, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Well, let him out of there.
That's funny. I love my ball that I have here. This humongous thing is bigger than a bowling ball, and more as large, I would say. And this is clear. Tell me, Kat, describe it.
That one is what they call smelted quartz or fused quartz.
Smelted quartz, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What that is they take quartz rock. It's not glass. They take quartz rock and crush it down. And in a very high-temperature furnace, they melt it, and then they cast it into a cube, and then they carve it into a crystal ball. You cannot cast a crystal ball exactly, so they just carve it the same way they would carve it if it was glass. And so that is fused quartz, and it has quite different properties than glass. It's as clear as glass. Sometimes when they make those fused quartz ones, they'll stir in a little bit of kind of unmelted quartz, and sometimes they'll stir in some cinnabar and even some carbon, and they'll make these beautiful balls that have swirls of white and red clouds and even little black spots in them. Some people like those. Some people like a pattern in their crystal ball. Some people tend to like them clear. Some like them black. And some like the patterns of the stones, unikite or snowflake obsidian. I have used snowflake obsidian quite often. And there's another kind that is very favored by many, which is called rainbow sheen obsidian, which almost looks like an oil slick on the side. And it can be rainbow, or it can just be what's called just plain sheen, and it's like satin, a sort of a satin sheen. It has to do with the grain of the obsidian. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Hey, we got one more thing we need to talk about before we take calls, and we appreciate you all taking time with us. But as you know, Kat and I often go directly to your calls, and we take your calls straight up until the last minute. But we do have things that we are about and that we're taking care of and doing. And one of those things that we failed to announce last week, Kat, is Hoodoo Psychics. And I think if more people knew about Hoodoo Psychics, that they would be calling this line to talk to you, Valentina, myself, et cetera. So let's talk about Hoodoo Psychics and why we're here to serve real quick and tell people how to access us before we begin to take the calls.
All right. Hoodoo Psychics is an outgrowth, I guess you could say, of drkeone.com and luckymojo.com and readersandrootworkers.org. It is our experiment, and so far, just an experiment now, it's our experiment at doing on-demand psychic readings by the minute. You know, everyone at AIR doesn't all work the same way, but at AIR we post our PayPal buttons or an email where you can contact us and you can schedule a reading in advance. Well, a few of us who've had experience working on these telephone psychic lines decided, Dr. Keone, you're the leader of this. You're the one who brought this to us and beautiful work you've done on it to get us started on this. So when you go to my webpage at AIR, for instance, or Dr. Keone's, you'll see a thing that either says available or not available. Right now it says not available because I'm on the radio. And you can sign up and get a reading from me instantly, immediately, but it will cost you more per minute than if you booked in advance with me. Now everyone's going to be different. So Hoodoo Psychics is in the process of development, and we're beta testing it right now. Those of us who are working with it, I have so far found it to work very well. I've had no problems with it. I've taken calls. I've done very well. Your credit card is charged if you make the calls. And it is more expensive per minute for me. I've chosen to make a differential. And not every reader will do that. They can set their price as they wish. But my choice is, if you want me now, you're going to pay a little extra for the privilege. And I'm really usually only available on Mondays and Tuesdays. And you go to my site now at AIR, and it'll say available, not available. Now, Dr. Kate, you tell me what you think about it. How has it been going for you so far?
The system is working swimmingly, and I'm very happy seeing that you're taking calls, Valentina's taking calls. We do need to, I think, let people know that we're here and we're ready to help them and assist them. And as Kat has said to you all here, this is a on-demand kind of system, and if you go to our profile page at AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers at readersandrootworkers.org, or you go to my profile page here on jujucentral.net, you will see a call button. If I am available, it's green. If I'm not available, it's red. If I'm on a phone call, then it will be yellow to let you know that I'm not that I'm on a phone call. This way, you don't have to wait 2 to 4 weeks going through my system through a customer service center to schedule a consultation with me, purchase and schedule a consultation with me. We want to offer more readers. We want to offer more spiritual practitioners so that we can take your calls, if we can give you good juju advice, if we can give you good psychic advice. So I think, Kat, that we're ready, that this is going to be tremendous, and we need people to know to call us there, you know, and begin to screen some other readers and do some advertising and promotional marketing things so that we can generate the calls. And we ask you, everyone, to tell your friends about it. Share our link. Now, that number is 888-585-5567. Now, when you call that number, you'll be given voice prompts. The voice prompts will tell you who's available. My extension is 10. Kat, your extension is?
11.
11, okay. And you can also, on jujucentral.net, right in the right-hand column, you will see a link to Who Do Psychics. In the right-hand column here, right under your login, you'll see a link to Who Do Psychics along with the 888 number, 585-5567. You click it on, you will get an interface that comes up, and you can use the drop-down menu to select the extension of the person you wish to speak to. So you see Kat here, extension 11, Ms. Bree is extension 12, Valentina Bertrand is extension 13, I am extension 10. And as we add more readers, practitioners, more extensions will be available to you. So give us a call. If you have a problem with the system, do let us know. We will try to fix it. That's all I have to say, Kat.
All right. I'm going to answer just a couple of questions. Someone in the chat room asked, how do you get screened to be a psychic on Who Do Psychics? It's for AIR members only. Okay? And so they've already been screened because they're already in AIR. Not all of the AIR members are ever going to sign up for Who Do Psychics because some of them don't like to do that kind of on-the-spot work, and some do not work by telephone. But we, as I said, the four of us have been beta testing this, seeing if there's bugs in the system. It's a complicated system. And within the next month, we will be, or maybe within, maybe sooner, we will be offering this to all AIR members that they can join. And then they will be listed as well. So it's going to spread throughout AIR, I believe. But it will never go beyond AIR because whodopsychics.com is simply a portion of AIR. Conjureman Ollie says, I am still considering it. Well, I'll tell you, Conjureman Ollie, it's worth it. It's good. It's a good system. It's a very easy to operate. And it's, you know, so far, everything has worked out well for me. I was kind of doubtful, you know, like, oh, my gosh, this is going to really have, you know, am I going to be able to do this? But it's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it works very well. It's very, very seamless.
And Johannes points out something unfortunate, too. He says, not all AIR members. And, yes, this is a limitation on the system. It is only for use of people who are based in the USA, unfortunately. And we don't have a way around that. That's just how it is. Sorry about that. Sorry for Johannes. Sorry for Benedicta and for Reverend Fred. All of whom are based outside the U.S.
Well, we'll have more news for you guys as we move along here and things develop with a very good, easy-to-remember URL. We've talked about that. TellMeMyFutureNow.com will be pointed to that. So something that people will be really easy to, you know, we'll have more than one door out there, as you know, how we do the marketing. And so with Hoodoo Psychic, Tell Me My Future Now, and perhaps some other doors, front doors that we put up, we're going to have a variety of ways that you can remember to get a hold of us, and it will take you right to the website. So we're here to serve, and we thank you very much for your confidence in our service. Well, let's take some calls. Are you ready?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay. Miss Tammy Lee, I know you've been so patient.
Thank you, Dr. Keone, and thank you, Ms. Cat, and what a great introduction and a lot of wonderful, exciting things that are going on. So great news for everyone, and I'm sure that everyone will be happy and enjoying and logging in very soon. We're going to go to our first caller, and our first caller, Dr. Keone and Ms. Cat, is calling from area code 832, calling from Houston, Texas. This is Willa, and she's a member of both the Lucky Mojo Forum and also JujuCentral.net.
That's 832. Now, interestingly enough, I had this wonderful interface last week, and now it's not here this week, so now I'm back to searching manually. Here we go, 832. Okay. All right, caller, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
One second, please. Emily?
Yes, sir, Dr. Keone. And Dr. Keone and Ms. Cat, just to let everyone know, Willa has actually met Ms. Cat in person before, and she's writing a great description, but it's coming out a little bit like a formula with an ABC version. So just going to go ahead and read this like Ms. Willa has it for us. She says, a while back, 2 years, I had another root worker, B, who were attacked by a couple of root worker witches, A, and a third root worker, C, did some work to try to get this off of us. We, B and myself, had a lot of trouble communicating with each other and still basically do not. One of the group, A, ran into me at a public event and tried to work with me right there. And when I left, using a cleansing wash to spray myself and my car down, I wonder if I'm still under attack by these people. They've tried to contact me, but so far I've done nothing other than try to turn it back, actually to go on the offensive. I find myself blocked a lot. My mother seems to be going slowly insane, dementia, and may be working on me as well. I tried to cleanse her room, and it made me a swirling vortex of energy so powerful, my boyfriend got sick after being in the house a few minutes. My mother and her mother are both root workers of sorts. Ms. Kat knows some of my personal situation. I had never met my father when we met in April, but since then I have met him and am finding out a lot of what I had been told by a whole life was very exaggerated or just lies. Wondering if I should bind my mother or something. She is moving to her own apartment in July, but I can't tell if I'm becoming paranoid myself or what's really happening here. My whole life is in turmoil, and I'm getting a lot of weight, worrying constantly about money, my home. I can't seem to find a decent man, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a mess. And I'm sorry that it's not very brief, but she writes she would very much to like help of both Ms. Kat and Dr. Keone.
Okay, thank you, Tammy.
All right. Whoa. Willa.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to say one thing here. This is comes under the heading of been down so long, it looks like up to me. When someone has had so many different areas of problem, so many different things gone wrong, that you know, that it all seems to form one big coherent mess. You know what I mean? I tend to want to tease it apart. And let's say, let's look at some of these things one at a time, because you have so many things. You may be, maybe the word I want to say is joining one to the other in a way that they need not be joined, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am. That,
yeah. Now, I know if you are the same Willa I believe you to be, you're also a graduate of the Hoodoo Root Work Correspondence Course.
Yes, I am.
You are. All right. So now I didn't raise no weaklings in my course, so I don't want you to you know, lie there under the trucks and have them roll over you with their big dark tires. I want you to, you know, either get up and run like hell off the highway, or stand up and knock those trucks back as they come at you. I want you to you know, stand up for yourself, because this is hard stuff. What you're describing is hard stuff, and it's sad that you are not finding the the strength and the help that you should be finding from your colleagues and friends in the root work community. Okay, so that's why I'm going to start off by saying this. Now, I'm going to say one thing about this before I throw any cards down. We can't deal with all of these problems today. There's too many of them, right?
Yeah.
So you pick, of all of those, what's the one that's most on your mind?
Basically, I need to find out if these other outsider people are still working on me, because, like I said, once in a while, they still try to contact me over Yahoo and different things. And really been
okay.
Kind of weighing on my
we'll focus
quite a
on
bit.
That then. All right, we'll focus on that, because we just want to stick with what we got. All right, so Dr. K, would you like to lay down the cards on this?
All right, so she wants to know if outsiders are still interfering with her, correct?
Yeah, and this is from what we would call a witch war that started a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a warlock.
We would call this a three-sided witch war, okay?
Okay, there's a warlock that's still involved here.
You know all of these people. That's part of why I'm not using names.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost everybody involved is a graduate of your course. So I'm trying to be, you know,
May I ask? Do these people live now down near where you live?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to ask one more question because I don't want to get the wrong impression here. Do these people barbecue and drink beer?
Yes, ma'am, they do.
All right, I know exactly who you mean now. All right. Yes, and Dr. K, there is a warlock involved, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who these people are.
You don't know who they are, but I do now.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you,
uh-huh.
I know exactly who they are.
Yep.
And one of them, there is one woman. That woman will never give up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I think.
Read your cards. Read your cards, Dr. K. I'm going to recuse myself as a judge recuses themselves because these are all my students.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. It comes back to bite you. the emperor told me here in the past that there is a warlock who's very, very stubborn and involved. Aries is associated with this sign. Six of Cups is reversed in the present, so it tells me that, no, things have not cleared, that this is still an emotionally turbulent situation because the Cups are reversed. You can, however, look toward the future as being brighter because of the Ten of Stones. I'm using the Quest Tarot, so you can make the translation with the Rider-Waite deck to the Ten of Pentacles here. And so that is a very good part because it says that even though right now things are still topsy-turvy, things are going to get better. That's the Ten of Stones, and the Daughter of Cups is in the outcome. So it feels as if peace will be made, okay? But this person, you wanted to know if there was still someone. Yes, there is. But for you, it appears that things are going to work out okay. The Page of Cups here, the Daughter of Cups, is the bearer of good news in this situation. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say something here. Like I said, I was going to recuse myself, but I do have to speak up. There is definitely still energy here, and some of this energy is lifetime. So you're going to just have to just keep your perimeter defenses up. In a couple of cases here, some people would just rather fight than make friends. And what's going on is not... how can I put this? It's not like every day they get up and curse you, but you know, when your name comes up, they may send a few barbs your way, and they will do it pretty much forever. I don't see this going away. I know the people, I know the circumstances of some of this. It is unjust, it is unfair, and we have some really strange people involved, and not you excluded. You seem a lot more even-headed, and some of these people have a temper, and some of these people like to prove their magical prowess by flinging curses. Does that make sense to you, hon?
I do, and I understand it. I just was basically, my next part of my question is, should I just go ahead and give up on the whole defensive thing and just lamb blast them, or just let it ride? I mean...
Well, that's an interesting thing. Let's ask what kind, because you are a graduate and I know that you know this work, what kind of defenses have you put in place? Have you done reversing? Have you done mirror boxing? Have you done burial in a graveyard? What exactly have you done?
I've just been basically doing mirror return magic, you know, just return anything that they send my way, just return it.
Yeah, I think you need something a little more on the order of, you know, barbed wire, flaming swords, and landmines. In other words, it's not strong. These people know their business too, and And I would say that they are ill-intentioned and just ill-tempered. And, you know, I would do some work to make perimeter guards that are so strong that anyone touching those perimeters that will be, you know, set back a few yards, you know, through the quality of them.
Let me throw a booby trap here, Kat, because I know mm-hmm. these are your students and everything, but, you know, you can't take responsibility for people's actions. You take responsibility for the information you give out. That's where your responsibility, I think, ends, more than likely, you see. I'm going to give you a spell here, Darren, and Kat may, you know, you may have a little adverse reaction to it at first, but hear it out. Because I see the perimeter spells. That is definitely needed here. And you need to do something that is kind of like out of the traditional hoodoo, but you're using hoodoo. You want to do 9 double shoestrings at the corner of your house, each corner of your house. You live in a house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So outside, 9 double shoestrings at the corner of each house, at the corner of each side of the house. But you're also going to employ goofer dust. You're going to put goofer dust in this hole, okay? Along with 11 sharp objects like pins and needles that you want to stick in the ground and have them sticking up.
Okay.
That is a very, very effective booby trap that'll get your enemies every time. They won't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never had anybody basically last this long. Usually once you do a return, that's why it's been kind of baffling me, because I've done these returns before on people, and usually after 3 or 4 months, that's the end of it.
No, this is a matter of pride. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of pride and anger.
Matter of pride.
I'm going to say something else here, which someone brought up. D-Perk 104 brought up on the chat room. Be careful. They may be listening.
I know.
So that's just something we might want to think about too.
She brought it out in the air here.
Yes, exactly. So fiery wall of protection is good, and can be used around the perimeter. And Angel L. asked, do the amulets that I make protect against these types of attacks? Yes, they do, and you might want to consider wearing some protective jewelry, an empowered amulet, especially one that would be made of silver and it would give warning and that would kill magic and would give magic if an attack was ongoing. That's a very good idea. Okay? Yeah. All right, hon. I wish you well. You certainly know that I don't allow this kind of nastiness around me, and I stand behind anyone who sues for peace and wants peace. We'll get you there. And it's one of those situations. And it's one of those.
Well, I do appreciate. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, love both of you.
Thank you, baby. We love you too. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless.
You know, don't be embarrassed and don't be hurt by this, because people are, you know, human beings are the same everywhere. We're all human. People are going to do what they're going to do. But it showed you the nasty side of people. We were talking about this today, you know, about the nasty side of people, and you let people get close to you. You do something nice with them. You give them admittance, you know, to your inner secrets and so forth, and you teach them a little bit, and then they turn around and they use it against you, you see, and they use it against the people that you care about. And, you know, that is so wrong. And and what this lady has done, I think there have been appropriate responses to mirror spells and so forth, but that's not going to stop people like this, you see.
No.
And you have to really drop a bomb on her is what you have to do, because she don't have the expertise and the power to do it. These people are much stronger than her.
Mm-hmm. And there are more of them.
Yeah,
there's more of them. It's a whole.
In a big fight.
Yeah. You know, and as I said, what it is, a lot of it, for some of these people, some of these people just, I call them people with who have just have dirty hands. You know what I'm saying? They one of the ways that they look at their power as a witch, a warlock, a wizard, a juju doctor, a conjure man, a hoodoo lady. One of the ways they judge their power is how much fear they can put into people. And so the work that they're doing also contains an element of fear as part of the curse. You see what I'm saying? They're not trying to hurt her. They're trying to make her know that it's them who's doing it. That's different. I mean, somebody came to me today. This was a beautiful young woman. She came to me today for a reading, and she had problems in her family. Now, I'm not going to tell all her family's business, but I had already read for three other members of her family, all of whom were her aunts. And I believed that when I got the message to read for her, I thought she was, you know, the fourth sister, but it turned out she was their niece. And things started coming out. Every one of these sisters and the niece had the same problems, and these were problems, female problems, and social female problems, and medical female problems, and spiritual female problems all combined. It had to do with all these daughters in the family, all these sisters. There's almost no males in the family. Bad husbands, abusive husbands, husbands that beat them up, problems, medical problems with their genitalia, and so forth and so on. And this went on for generations. And so through the reading, it began to develop that this had all really started way back with the grandmother, and it was a four-generational curse on the females. Now, I had read for the three aunties separate over a course of a couple of years, but each presented one thing. Oh, my boyfriend's no good, or, oh, I had a doctor's appointment because of this and that biopsy, right? What I found out in talking to the most recent gal in the family was that these were all related. Now, that is a typical curse, and the reason I mention this at length is because this curse was a serious death curse, and it was done to kill out the female line of the family just one after another, and none of them ever got the picture. They all go, oh, we're just unlucky, right, until the one younger niece finally says, wait a minute, we've got five people here. Her three aunties, her mother, her, and, you know, I mean, it's like, and then she's got a little daughter, and we're going, uh-oh, you know, it's a big picture. This thing with Willa Wild is different. It's not that kind of a curse. It's, a lot of it is about, you will know my power, and you will feel fear. You see the difference in the curse?
You
understand what I'm saying? It's not about, let's just kill her dead, but it's more about they have so much ego invested in it, they want to be known to her that they're doing it. Different kind of curse. Just worth mentioning for those who are listening, who understand these things, there are people who do their work in silence, and it's, they, you know, like some snakes strike silent and deadly, and some snakes rattle their tails, and these people have rattled their tails. So you know they're there, and they did it on purpose before they struck. So that's what I would say. Very interesting. Anyway, she's going to be all right. We're going to work with her on it, but I don't want to reveal everything we're going to do on the radio because some of it's going to be in private. Okay.
Yeah. But that remedy that they gave out here, I felt the impression to give it right away to her.
Yes.
And
yes,
it will help her as far as being a warning system
it will.
For her. Mm-hmm. It will help her. Well, let's go to another call, shall we? Tammy Lee.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Dr. Keone and Miss Kat. And just to let everyone know, we have just about 45 minutes remaining in the show. And our next caller is Nina. And Nina is calling from area code 301 in Annapolis, Maryland.
And who is this?
Nina 1970, area code 301.
Okay, all righty. Okay, just one moment here. Okay, I think I see the caller. Hello.
One, two,
is this
three.
Is this Nina? Hello?
Hello, Nina. Are you there? Give her one more chance.
No, well, we gave it to her. She didn't answer. The mic is open. There are other people. Let's roll to another call, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Chione. Our next caller is calling from area code 864, South Carolina. Britt, we do not have a city, but this is South Carolina, area code 864.
Okay. Area code 864. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the Dr. Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour with Cat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Chione. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Here's Britt. Yes, sir, Dr. Chione. And Britt writes, I would like to know if my financial situation will change soon. I've had a life that's been pretty rough, and I've had a serious decline in health. I need so many things simply to survive, and in the best of cases, would like to move closer to my family so that they could help me and my daughter when I'm ill. I tend to attract evil men, so I've given up on that altogether. I just need a good car and stable living environment. Brett has not ever had a reading or root work done by either you or Miss Kat, Dr. Chione, and that's the conclusion of what she's written here with us on the forum.
Okay. All right, hon. So, first of all, I'm going to give you a big piece of advice. Don't ever give up on happiness. I know you say that right now the most important thing is to have a stable environment and to have financial stability, but don't ever give up on finding love, all right? Now, we're hearing a noise in the background on your call. Do you have a fan on or air conditioner or something?
Yes, I can unplug it. I'm sorry. It's just the air in my house.
It's very loud. Yeah. Thank you. I understand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that any better?
Well, I can still hear something.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a little better.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There.
All right. So now, as I understand it, your situation, your biggest need right now is for financial stability?
Yeah.
All right. And so I'm going to, just being a practical Taurus, I'm going to ask you, first of all, what is your sign of the zodiac?
Cancer.
Cancer, all right. And what kind of work are you trained to do, or what have you tried to get work at?
Well, that's kind of the problem. I'm disabled.
I see. Okay.
And I kind of got left in the situation I'm in by my ex, which is a whole nother thing.
All right. So, well, now if you're disabled, and I'm going to be real honest here, those of people listening to this show from European countries are going to think that we're just a bunch of barbarians out here in the United States. If you're disabled, the government will support you, but at the lowest possible level, like supporting a caged animal in a zoo.
Right.
If you can work at all, you will do better for yourself. So I don't know the nature of your disability, but if it is such that in any way you can take any kind of job, I'm going to advise you to do so until America joins some of the other civilized nations and provides for its disabled people. Dr. Chione, what would you say to that as far as money coming in? I mean, unless you, I mean, you know what the limits are of that situation.
Right. I mean, I'm starting to do things again. I'm making jewelry to try to sell it because I had a whole bunch of that left
mm-hmm.
over, and I'm making, you know, prayer beads and things like that, and, you know, just any little thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the government, they're like, well, you know, if you make any money at all, we'll cut your check off. You know,
right.
So
well,
kinda,
it's not any money. There's a limit. I mean, I have one employee and friend here who's on disability due to hip problems, and he's allowed to make a certain amount of money. So you can make a certain amount. We know that to be true. But and he does. I mean, he works because he wants that extra money. So are you selling those things, say, on Etsy or things like that, or eBay or locally?
That's what I'm in the process of doing right now. And I'm also, my mother, she's actually a reader, and she has clients, and I'm sending them off to her to sell to her clients if she can.
Good. All right. Okay.
You know, it's just it's something that's not too stressful that I can do. So.
Well, you'd be surprised to know.
Here about my input about 5 minutes ago. So let me say something to you because I've been there. You're talking to someone who was diagnosed with post-polio syndrome in 1992 and was told to get in a wheelchair and never ever work again. Okay? And I went through that process and got Social Security disability, but as Kat said, it's a pittance. It's very, very little. And you're going to have to augment that. And you are correct. Every time you take in a dollar, they take $2 away from you if you're being ethical and telling them the truth about your earnings and what you'll get, which I recommend anyway. Okay, you don't mess with Sam's money.
No.
But listen, the day that I decided that I was not going to live or let someone else tell me the level of life that I could enjoy and that I had a brain and that I could, by the power of my brain, lift myself up higher and further and beyond anything that anyone had ever seen or that I had accomplished before. That was the day my life changed. And let me tell you something. I see this gift, because the cards that I have, the Four of Wands and the Ace of Swords in the Crest Tarot, they have jewels all around them, gemstones. I knew that you make crafts. And you should continue doing this. And you should seek other outlets to put things on consignments. If you make magical jewelry, you should talk to Kat about consignments. Talk to other people about consignments and getting your stuff out there. You baby crawls before you walk. When I decided to do this, the first thing I did was I did Kat's crown. I did her a John the Conqueror spell. And Kat was just putting her stuff online back then, 1998, somewhere in there, 97.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a crown of success spell.
Mm-hmm.
Piggybacking, two right behind each other. And then I did a prosperity spell, three right together, that I haven't looked back since. And I'm not going to go off and see what my net worth is and all of that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. I am so glad every year I owe Uncle Sam money because I make so much damn money. And that is a better, much better lifestyle than sitting around getting Social Security because I am the master of my life. And this is what you need to do. You do this and things are going to turn around for you. Now listen, there is something spiritually like a hook that's in you. It's almost like you're a fish. They let you swim so far that they set the hook and they pull you back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that? Do you feel
that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're talking about with that.
Yeah?
I do. That's kind of a family thing, actually.
Well, right now in the chat room, Miss Michael says, and Miss Michael is a root worker and a practitioner and a card reader. Miss Michael says, tell the caller I would love to devote a blog post to her wares and some Facebook statuses too. In other words, it's about the willpower. Angela L. says, let us know when your Etsy site is up and running. So, This is more about do it. You know, if you can even move your fingers and move your eyes, you can make a way for yourself. We all would like to help. I mean, we all, we'll stand behind anyone who will use their willpower, their insight, their God-given gifts and talents to make a way. We'll help. So what I see here is, yes, there is a family issue, and I agree with Dr. K. You've been somewhat hooked. This is a family thing, but I think that with some strength of mind and strength of willpower, you are someone who could make, for instance, you mentioned jewelry, right? You make this jewelry yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I make
it
with specific stones for specific purposes and so on and so forth.
Right. And so you know how to make magical jewelry. Well, I'll tell you, the world is waiting for magical jewelry. That is, so many people, want that sort of a thing. Miss Michael says, caller, you can reach me via my air page, Miss Michael. In other words, we're talking ways to get you the money that you need, and you got to say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, to us, because we're just showing you here it is,
right?
And not yes, but. Not yes, but yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Is that right, Dr. K?
That's right. I mean, you know, we are giving you the benefit of our experience, and we're opening doors for you right now as we speak. And you know, you'd be blind not to see that, because here's another jewel for you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon the pun. You need to sign up for an affiliate account. Get yourself an affiliate account, so that affiliate marketing account, so that you can, these people who have blogs and websites, you can seamlessly put up your shopping carts on their websites. They can offer your jewelry. You can set up the payout through PayPal or whatever to them seamlessly, and, you know, set up the percentage that they get, the markup, what you get, and you can do all of this seamlessly. Yes, it takes a little time to set it up on the backside, on your side, on your computers and stuff, but once you get that set up and you start taking on affiliates, all you have to do is put their name in, their identification in, give them a code, snap on their website, on their blogs, and there you go. That's another stream of income. What you talking about, girl?
Yeah, and I'm telling you, right here, as this chat room flies by, and we have 77 people in
it.
Chat, and they're saying, I would buy it. What's her Facebook page? What's her website? I'll buy it if she tells us where. I have friends and relatives who love that kind of product. So obviously I would help her promote it. I've got hundreds of Facebook friends. We are here. The thing is, you just need to put that stuff. We need the pictures. We need the website. Post this on any of our Facebook pages. Say hi, and lead us to pictures of the jewelry. Magical jewelry, very much in demand. The jewels are right there, as Dr. Keone saw in the cards. All right?
Okay.
All right.
All righty,
well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
You're
just
welcome. God bless.
You know, just take your life into your own hands. Take your life into your own hands. All right?
Okay. All right.
Huh?
Okay. I guess I need to start taking some pictures then, because I got a bunch of stuff sitting here that I've been working on like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right,
that's right. Take the pictures, put them up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome. All right. As Jesus would say, go ye and do likewise.
That's what I was and thank you for that sermon on disability, Dr. Keone. She needed to hear that. She needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I am no longer, I haven't received a disability check from the government, and God knows. I mean, see, I think I took maybe 2 years, maybe three, four. And it just got ridiculous. Every dime you make, and I was being legitimate about it. I had a little company in repairing computers, and then I had a joint venture type thing with another company, Cellular One franchise. And every penny you make, they take it from you. And we were doing our marketing through Fido Space, so I was not physically able to do anything really, but I had a computer and the internet hadn't come along yet, but we had FIDO space. And so there we were doing this. And then we moved into cyberspace, you see, and now here we are. And I say to anyone that a computer makes the playing field level for you. You don't have to have Bill Gates money. You just have to have an idea and a burning, driving desire and a niche.
And
you can make it. You can strike
that's
it
right.
World by world.
Now let's all break into a chorus of "You Can Make It If You Try." Remember that song?
Well, I've got Flying the Family Stone over here. You can make it if you try. You know the Flying the Family Stone. Come on.
You know, and you know what? The man who did that song, he had learned how to sing in church. I looked that all up because that song was so inspirational to me. You can make it if you try. He had learned to sing in church. And you know what he did with the money from that record? He started himself a drive-in restaurant, and he had money to live for the rest of his life. And I have to say, that's it. That he told the truth. And, I am not disabled in any great way, but I cannot drive a car. I think most people know this. I don't see very much I can't see across a room. So I can't get a driver's license. So I've always had to have people to, support me and help me around. Well, hear what I'm doing. Look, I'm working on the telephone, aren't I? And I have people come to my home property to see me because I can't go see them. And there is always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. All right?
There's a way. Amen. So that, this segues into something here before we take our next call. And we were talking about this, discussing this week and even today, about people who are cursed. And no matter how promising their lives are, they have abilities, talents, and skills that they can't even see the forest for the trees. You can't even see their own blessing. And, they either because of unbelief and doubt or because of jealousy and envy, they never make it because they are cursed. Someone has done something deliberately to you to keep you from being able to have any success in your life. And I have people who call me all the time, "Oh, I'm so gorgeous. I was voted the best looking in my high school yearbook. And, I was Miss This and I was whatever. And, Miss Popularity. I was in Who's Who." But here they are, their lives basically on the trash heap of life. They can barely pay the bills, can make it day to day. And they're wondering why they can't make it. Well, first of all, you have people who are like this and they believe the lies that they're told. Number two, you do juju against people that you shouldn't do. You mess with folk that you shouldn't mess with, okay? And you set up an energy in your own life that pulls back the cover of grace and exposes you to negativity. And people curse your life as a result because you are cursing them and you're trying to manipulate them. And then you are blinded by ignorance. So that you can't even see your own deliverance, you see. And that's something, Kat, that we don't often talk about in this work here and talk about to the clients who call us, and we go about telling them, do a sweetening, do this and do that. But we need to address the fact sometimes these people are cursing themselves.
I'm going to say something just came up in the chat room. So Britt Hanna says, "My Etsy name is Miss Gloomy." Okay, this is someone saying, my name on Etsy, where I try to sell things on Etsy, my name is Miss Gloomy.
Person's
not a good joke. It's a terrible thing to do to yourself. Change the name. You can't go, Miss Gloomy. I'm Miss Gloomy. I'm not going to buy from anyone named Miss Gloomy. I'm not going to maybe buy from someone who calls herself Miss Sweetness and Light and Cheerfulness. It may be a little too much for me, but I certainly would buy from someone who tells me that they have good things and that they offer happiness. I'll tell you, I have at the Lucky Mojo Forum, so many women join the Lucky Mojo Forum with names like Unlucky in Love, unloved, love addict, sad in love. I mean, this is their forum name. They join with these names. And I have to email them, and I say, change your name. Just change your name. I'm almost going to, really, if I could, I'd have a program that say those names are forbidden in the way that some people will forbid names on a forum that are scatological or blasphemous. I will forbid names on the forum that are about how unhappy you are, because you're telling me the big game of yes, but. Oh, I came here for help. Well, here's what you do. Yes, but that won't work. Well, then do this. Yes, but that's no good. Do this. Well, yes, but I'm still cursed. The hell with it. You got to stand up and be proud of your future, and your future is a happy future, unless you are clinging like a slug to the filth of what happened to you. You need to cleanse yourself and walk on. You know, just walk on into your new life. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to pick on Miss Gloomy, but Miss Gloomy is not a name for Etsy. Etsy's a place for people who are craftspeople who make beautiful things with dedication and love, magical things, gorgeous things. Miss Gloomy, I'm sorry. It's just, I mean, unless, you know what I'm saying, unless it's some sort of a strange joke, I make sad dolls. I mean, I'm sure there are people who would like sad dolls, perverted as they might be, but then they're not going to call me and ask for my help because, you know, that's just not, I mean, you know, people play all kinds of games. I'm just telling you, I'm sorry. I just, you know, a name like that just defeats, deflates, and drains out your energy. Mm-hmm. End of sermon.
I remember there was someone who was named, had a chaos in their name that was in your forum or something way back there.
Oh, yes.
And I remember you telling that person, you need to take that chaos out of your name. You say, because you're a tough person yourself. And it's good to hear you on your bully pulpit, Kat, because you get too lady-hearted sometimes. And I know that you ain't all, you know, prissy and cream. You know, I know that, okay. And I know that you can get down and dirty when you have to. And people need to hear that sound counsel from you and what you're saying here tonight. So I say bravo, you know, pre-dawn.
Well, I'm going to say something, because Naga Shiva said, you know, it's a goth name. And he said, we sell death angels in the shop. Yes, we sell death angels in the shop.
I knew that.
But wait a minute. The death angels we sell, they're made by a company that is called Daffodil Designs. Okay, and Daffodil Designs is Miss Karen Huber, our own Miss Karen Huber. And, you know, sure, there's a place, if you are selling death angels, I mean, she could, you know, deathangels.com or whatever, I suppose. But I'm saying, but Karen Huber doesn't come to me all Miss Gloom and Doom saying, oh, I'm selling death angels and nobody loves me. She's a lady who's got power and seizes her power. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference there. She's not saying, oh, I just don't know what to do. No, she's Daffodil Designs, and she knows what to do. She's making Santissima Muerte statues. So.
Oh, my Lord. Girl, send me one. I love you. I have her all over my place. That's why my mom.
Karen Huber's death angels are the most beautiful, beautiful things in the world. You're just going to love them. They're just gorgeous. Holy Lady Death, just fantastic artwork on her part. And she's waving from the chat room.
Okay. Well, folks, we don't mean to go on, but you know what we're trying to say to you here is that, you know, there's hoodoo and then there's the mundane, there's the practical. And you got to do both. In fact, hoodoo is practical. I always say this. And, you know, don't come and ask for directions and ask for remedies when you haven't taken the practical things. You haven't done the things that you should be doing. And you're expecting hoodoo and conjure to just miraculously make, you know, $1 million business appear overnight. And that only happens in Charmed and Harry Potter, okay? That don't happen in real life, very seldom. The people who seem to hit it overnight, they paid the price. They struggled. They went through all that they had to do, you know, before they got to that point. You see, that is usually how it happens to Horatio Alger stories, okay, from rags to riches. But you must be practical about your hoodoo. And if you have an idea, a business idea, then you just can't sit down and do a spell and hope that, oh, tomorrow the doorbell is going to ring and somebody's going to say, here's $50,000 to go start your business. No, you got to start out small. Baby crawls before you walk. I started out by making flyers and going to Walmart and hanging the flyers up there on the community boards. I started out by going to the local community college and putting flyers up on the community board. I started out by making little signs off of cardboard and laminating it and putting two-by-fours on the back and sticking them on the corners, so the intersection, so people could see them. That's how I began. That's how I started out. And you do that, and you take those mundane steps. And every day I had a little thing writing down, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. And before I knew it, the Florida New Age magazine called Horizons Magazine gave me my first big show. They were the ones next to Kat who gave me exposure. And I will always be thankful to the publisher of that magazine, which is still published here in Florida, goes all over Florida, a huge publication. They had me in as a guest writer every week. Every week I turned in an article. And they, you know, gave me free publicity. And I got my first root work client through that magazine, a young African-American fashion model in Gainesville, Florida. And it was my very first love case, which was successful, which actually, believe it or not, it was successful, reconciliation case. And from there, everything just took off. But you see, I had to do something. I just couldn't sit back and do nothing. I'm done.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to say one other thing here about empowerment, because you talked about your flyers and things like that. I have mentioned this on the radio show before, and I think this is, you know, I know we're supposed to take callers. I think we've just hit a sermon time here. We're just going to preach for a while because this is important for people. This is so important. I often talk about that card, the Eight of Pentacles. It's a steady work card, man at the workbench. He's making coins. And I have mentioned before how the lady who taught me how to read cards, Mrs. Hare, had the old DeLawrence version of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which was just in yellow and blue with no colors. But every time that card came up, she would say to people, do you have your business cards? She'd point to those little pentacles that were on the wall. She said, you got to put yourself on display. Do you have your business cards? Did you take out your ad in the classifieds? Do you have your specials? Do you have your flyers? Is your name in gold? And it was amazing how these people who were like, well, I don't have my business cards yet. I don't, you know. And she'd say, well, come back to me when you have your business cards. Come back to me when you've made your flyers. Because, you know, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make him drink. And that card tells you right there. Now, Internet has changed things. So instead I say, you know, did you get your business cards from Vistaprint? Did you get your free ad on Craigslist? Whatever it may be, do you have your Facebook page? Do you have your website? I've said this on the radio show before, and I'm going to say it again. Look at that card and think of steady work, think of steady progress, think of moving ahead, and don't let the idea of disability holds you back, and don't fall into that trap of, well, if I earn money, they'll take money away from me. No. They're going to keep you in a cage like a starved animal that would just be barely kept alive. You need to get out of the cage of disability payments. Seriously, unless you, if you can make something, you can make it if you try. Because if you accept it, if you accept welfare, Social Security, those things, it's just a trap, and you end up trapped in it, surviving at the lowest possible way, and wondering what happened to your life. And you'll have nothing to look back on and be proud of, because you'll have just stayed in the cage where they handed you the feed three times a day, but it was a low-quality feed. And the rest of everybody who said, it's scary out there without a net, go out on that tightrope without a net, well, you know, you can't learn to fly until you jump off that tightrope and just fly.
Yes, you got to. You got to take the leap of faith. Then you have the Grand Vizier in the crusade, the last crusade. You have to take that leap of faith. Now, when you take that leap of faith, yes, there are things you can do. Listen, when I started in 1998 on the World Wide Web in earnest, when I began DrKeone.com around that year, that I really began in earnest, I did my perpetual, ever-increasing income spell. That was when that was birthed. That's when it was given to me. And before that, I had tested many formulas. And one of the ingredients I love, and Kat, you said I made a run on it, on your supplies, Blue Flag Root.
Blue Flag Root. That's right.
That stuff got the juju in it for making money. And Gravel Root, too. I got it on my altars right now. I use it in all of my works I do. I grind it up in the powder, and I use it in all my work. And you add that to your work. If you just do the things I just told this lady to do, and you do it in earnest, and you get up and you put action to your goals and set benchmarks for yourself. What I mean by benchmark, in other words, establish a goal. A result-oriented goal, and say, by this date, I'm going to have done this. And then you check yourself. That's the benchmark. You check yourself at that time to see, what have I accomplished? If you haven't accomplished it, give it another date. If by two or three times you haven't accomplished it and you've done everything you know to do, then perhaps it's not for you. Don't sweat it. Look for another idea. The ideas will always come. And you must spend time. And this is where some of you mess up. You don't spend time in meditation. You want to be spiritual workers, but you don't pray. You want to be spiritual workers, but you don't have a meditative life. You want to be an entrepreneur in spiritual work, but you don't take time to go inside of yourself to the wellspring of ideas. You see, the cosmic mind resides within, you see. And you can tap into the great master mind like Kat, and I tap into the great mastermind, and even the egregore masterminds around us, like Aunt Caroline Dye and Pascal Beverly Randolph and Dr. Buzzard. I talk to them all the time. They tell me what to do. And you can call on those individuals who are associated with your industry, what you do, whether it's card reading or juju, or you are a writer and you want to call on the spirit of Edgar Allan Poe. You create a mastermind, and you utilizing that mastermind through your time of prayer and getting quiet within yourself and posing to them the questions: how do I proceed? What do I do? What's the next idea? You will get that back in your spirit, and you will be told what to do. I love using Kat's psychic vision incense when I am meditating. I started burning it tonight during our show tonight. I burned it this morning during our service, the psychic vision incense. And that it will help you get into that vibration as you set your candles, as you sit before your magic mirrors and scry, and as you sit before your cards, so that you can get quiet and get that information flowing up inside of you. See, you don't have to be jealous of Kat, and you don't have to be jealous of me and our success, because you are unable to duplicate what we do. We're doing what we do because it's been given to us by Spirit, you see. And we are the originators of what we do because we are not copying anyone else, all right? You can be the same. You can do the same, but you have to learn how to become a spiritual person on the inside, and how to do the spiritual work on the inside. And when you do the spiritual work on the inside and you begin to listen, there is a voice that will come to you that is not the voice of yourself. It is the voice of the creator mind. And you will hear the ideas. You will be given the directions to go. People say, how do you come up with these things? You can't. How did you come up with Tell Me My Future Now? It's that way. That's what I do. Great Rosicrucians, many Rosicrucians have done this. You know what I'm talking about, Kat.
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
You go into the silence. And in the silence is the voice. And the voice speaks. You see? And everything that I have done here has been done that way. And then you augment it with hoodoo in your conjure. And the rest is a piece of cake.
That's right. That's right. This is really so important because, I talk about this in the class that I teach. Many of our clients come to us in crisis. And dealing with a person in crisis, and that's many what our calls are, people who are in a crisis. We try to sort things out for them. They can't see it clearly. You know, is this man cheating or is this woman going to come back or whatever? You know, they've lost their job. Should they move? These are turning points and crises. But what we're doing today is talking about fundamentals. We're talking about basics. We're talking about building blocks. We're talking about going into the silence and listening to the voice of spirit. And the voice of spirit tells you the way is open. Walk forward. And that is what it's about. It's about those fundamentals of spiritual work. People think, oh, it's hoodoo. It's magic. I'm going to go buy these little products, and I'm going to put these little things on, and then I'm going to shake this rattle, and I'm going to do this and that and the other. No, no, no. They have to start with the basics. You have to start with the fundamental premise. There is a material world. We seek to change it through our contact with the world of spirit. Before that, the real premise. There is a spirit world and there's a material world. Without that belief, how are you going to affect the material world through the spirit world, right? If you live only in the spirit, you don't affect the material world. If you don't live only in the material world, you're at the whim and mercy of every little material thing that happens. So, no, it's not just about, you know, buy this spell or cast this spell or do this or do that. It's first your premises. Your premise, there is spirit, there is the material world. Second premise, I'm going to learn how to use the two in harmony and concert and work together. And then I will find my goals. I will reach my goals. That's what it's really about. And whether it's juju, whether it's hoodoo, whether it's conjure, whether it's stregaria or brujeria or Vietnamese shamanism or Latvian Jewish folk magic, it doesn't matter. It's about ways in which spirit is brought into the material world, right? So,
It is. Yeah, that, and, you know, we're down to the end of the show, and I'm going to tag this because this, and I'm reading what people are saying, so people are saying we need to hear this. So we're, as I said, following the flow of the mojo, as I like to say. Okay, Kat? One of the things that I want to end, my last word on this subject is hope. Sometimes you also have to clear things out, okay? Because that's the reason why things aren't working, and that means the people you are associated with. If someone is causing chaos in your life, they bring chaos in your life, everything is peaceful, and then you get involved with someone, or you are involved with someone, and there's been chaos, and your life is not moving forward. The people around you that you love and care about, you all squabbling, fighting. I'm sounding southern, fighting, and you know your finances are affected. Then you need to take stock and look around you to see where the chaos is, whether that chaos is mama, brother, daddy, sister, or lover, okay, or good friend. You have to address that because this is your destiny. This is your life, okay? And if you are not careful, the gift that you've been given, this woman has a gift. I saw it in the cards, this last call. She has a gift to do what she's doing, and she can be very successful at it, all right? But someone will come along and deter you and take you off the road of that path. You know what I'm talking about, Kat. And they'll use you to do it, you see. Because of their own selfish requirements and needs and what they want from your lives, because they're vampires, you see. And so here you are. You're expecting juju to clear up all of these things for you when there are some mundane things you need to do besides posting of flyers and publicity and things like that. Sometimes you also need to do some clearing out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And I know that is very hard for some people because they are involved with people, often family, in some cases employers, employees. And it sometimes is hard because you have achieved by that time a certain measure of success, and you're like, I want to bring my posse and crew along with me. I want my family to succeed and prosper with me. But sometimes you find that there are vampires and that you have to just sort of gently let them go. Let them go. I don't mean cut them off, but I mean if they are the yes but people and always talking negative, you might have to walk away and let them go. Surround yourself with people who admire your goals, who share your goals, who have the same ideas in life. Don't let those drug-addicted people stay your friends. Just don't. I mean, you just have to say to them, love ya, don't love the drugs, goodbye, come back later when you're sober. You have to do it. The people who are negative, jealous people, the people who say things to you like, well, you know, you succeeded this time, but you'll never succeed again. You just have to look at them and say, all right, I'll see you later then. Bye. Because that kind of negativity, all those kinds of negativities will drain you down, will drain you down. And I know I sound like a very straight lady when I say don't be around the drugs and alcohol, but I mean it. Those things will waste more time than we have on earth, and we need to learn to not be involved with those things because the people who are involved with them place those things above their friends, above their family, even above God. So I will say that if you want to, if anyone wants to succeed in life, have faith. And if at what Dr. K said is so true, when you have a plan, carry it out, try it, see if it'll work. If it doesn't work, try again. If it doesn't work, try another plan. There's a way. God will make a way.
Mm-hmm.
God will make a way.
Yes, he will. And that's, you know, I learned that from Einstein, reading about his life. And people, they ask me about my habits, and some people don't know. If you want to find out about great people, you need to talk to great people, and you need to ask about what they do instead of trying to juju them so that they can't do what they do or trying to take the power from them, okay? You're some selfish mother, excuse me, but y'all are. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of knowing how to come, if you want to do somebody, that's what they have. That's why they have internships and so forth, so that you can meet these type of people and ask, what did you do? Well, I read autobiographies. I love to read autobiographies of great men. I'm reading
mm-hmm.
about the Roman emperors right now. Okay. You see, and you learn what they do. People ask me about my habits and different things like that. Well, I'm telling you what my habits are. I'm telling you what I do, how I pray, how I go within, the type of things that I do magically and the type of things that I do in the mundane. And these are things that you can do and emulate to help yourself. And you have an idea, and it's an original idea, then it's going to take off for you, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sense in trying, in all of this jealousy and throwing at people and backbiting and all of this stuff that this one lady told us about these people who are from your course. You see, these are people who have lost their way or they never found their way, you see. And it is a misappropriation of the powers that they have been given. You be responsible for your powers. Separate yourself from people like these who are doing these type of things. Get your mind on your money and your money on your mind to the exclusion of everyone else and everything else. And I guarantee you, a year from today, you will be giving Uncle Sam money, not because you you owe him disability money, but because you made so much money, you now owe him taxes in a higher tax bracket. My friends, I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And I'm going to say the same thing is true of love. If love is what you lack, then get your mind on love. Love above all things. Love above your family. Love above your friends. Just search and seek that love, and you'll find it. Been there, right. Done that.
You can apply this in any area of your life. Kat is so right. Any area of your life, not just money, but love, career, education, what we're talking about, applicable to every area of you. Well, friends, thank you for listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour. It's brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Video Company of Forest, California, and by DrKeone.com, also found at the domain tongo.com. We invite you to join us every Sunday evening. Yes. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific Time, when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Doug Band Waltz as we bring to you another segment of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour. Good night, and God bless.
God bless and good night.
Good night.